sleepresource.com is offering a 10% discount for sleep and relax ASMR listeners making their first purchase online. YourCBDResource.com ships to all the U.S., and all products are USA organically grown hemp, non-GMO, gluten-free, and zero THC. Visit YourCBDResource.com and claim 10% discount on your first order now, including capsules, gum, e-liquid, and gummies. Must be at least 18 to purchase.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Sleep and Relax ASMR. Now, since we are firmly in the month of May, I figured we could do a useless facts episode on things that happened in the month of May, or things that occur in the month of May. So, anyway, it's a useless facts is a recurring series and seems to always do pretty well. So hopefully it helps you guys unplug and relax from your busy day. So let's begin with the useless facts for the month of May. The month of May was named for the Greek goddess Maia, who was identified in the Roman era goddess with the Roman era goddess of fertility, Bona Dea, whose festival was held in May. Mayovka, in the context of the late Russian Empire, was a picnic in the countryside or in a park in the early days of May, hence the name. Eventually, Mayovka came to mean an illegal celebration of May 1st by revolutionary public, typically presented as an innocent picnic. May is definitely like a host to a bunch of these awareness months and things like that. So that's pretty nice, or pretty cool, I should say. May is Celiac Awareness Month. It's also Cystic Fibrosis Awareness Month. And it's also National Mobility Awareness Month in the USA and Canada. And we have a bunch of other months and days and all that included. The Soviet spacecraft Luna 5 crashes on the moon. Ernie Banks becomes the ninth member of the 500 home run club, while the Angels, 27 years later on the exact same day in May, would score 13 runs in a single baseball inning. Not related at all, except that they are stats related to professional baseball. May is a season of emancipation, April 14th to August 23rd. So I guess, well, it includes May, obviously, but that's only in Barbados. May hosts the Kamatan Harvest Festival in Labuan and Sawa. May of 1494, Christopher Columbus lands in Jamaica. The construction begins by the USA on the Panama Canal. Margaret Thatcher becomes the first woman prime minister of the UK. May is also National Electric Safety Month. Katharine Hepburn is born in the month of May in 1907. Charles Elmer Hires invents root beer in May of 1866. Pierce Brosnan is born on May 16th, 1953, and Rosie Perez is born on the exact same day, but 10 years later in 1963. May is National Pet Month in the UK, as well as New Zealand Music Month, which, of course, by its name tells you it's only in New Zealand. National Electric Safety Month in the USA, as well as Skin Cancer Awareness Month, National Smile Month in the UK. So you learn something new on this podcast every day. Unless you're in the UK, you knew it was National Smile Month, but I'm not in the UK. So I had absolutely no idea it was National Smile Month. I didn't know it existed. In 1889, obviously in the month of May, the Eiffel Tower is officially open to the public. John Steinbeck is awarded the Pulitzer Prize for the novel The Grapes of Wrath. This was in 1940. In 1954, Roger Bannister is the first to run the mile in under 4 minutes. And in 2004, the last episode of Friends airs. I know it's a little bit counterculture and all that, but I honestly never really liked the show Friends. I don't like sitcoms in general, so that's probably a big reason why. I don't find them very entertaining. Friends, honestly, is not bad for being a sitcom. I think I preferred, if I had to watch, for example, either Friends or Seinfeld, I would always go for Seinfeld, but I don't know. People love Friends and they love both. I mean, they love both shows, and I'm just not big into that genre. In North Dakota, in the USA, it is Community Action Awareness Month. Sigmund Freud is born in 1865. May, for all my golfers out there, is National Golf Month. You probably knew that if you're a golfer. I'm sure you knew that if you're a golfer. 1961, George Clooney is born. Didn't know he was a May baby. Coca-Cola is invented on May 8th, 1886. Apple unveils the iMac for the first time. Should have gone the year there, but I don't have the year there. Hernando de Soto reaches the Mississippi River. Comedian Don Rickles is born in May of 1926. Enrique Iglesias is born on May 8th, 1975. And that just goes to show you how time flies, because I did not realize how old Enrique Iglesias was. I mean, 1975. I mean, if you think about it, the year 2000 was nearly 20 years ago. If you ask me without me thinking about it, the year 2000, how long? It's a stupid question, because obviously if you're in the year 2018, you know it's 18 years ago. But it doesn't feel like that long ago for me, right? You know, it doesn't feel like yesterday either, but I don't know. It doesn't feel nearly 20 years ago. And it certainly doesn't feel like Enrique Iglesias would be born in 1975. But maybe I'm just exposing my age a little more. I wasn't born in 1975, of course. I was born much later, but can't help but feel like I'm getting older. May is Haitian Heritage Month, and it's also the anniversary of the Dos de Mayo uprising in Madrid, Spain. It's the birth anniversary of Third Druk Gyalpo in Bhutan. Don't know what that means. 1502, Christopher Columbus leaves Spain for his fourth and final journey to the quote-unquote New World. May, of course, is Flag Day. Flag, F-L-A-G, in Poland. And I have absolutely no idea what Flag Day is. If I have any Polish listeners, can you please let me know what Flag Day is and what it's about? Please. 1901, Australia opens its first parliament in Melbourne, Australia. May, very important, is Mental Health Awareness Month. Very important. I mean, all of these are important, so it's not to minimize the value of any other awareness months or any other causes. In 1994, Nelson Mandela is inaugurated as South Africa's first black president. Billy Joel is born in the month of May, and on the exact same day, Tony Gwynn and Prince Fielder, two very good professional baseball players at that, are born on the same day in May, just obviously years apart. May is National Military Appreciation Month, as well as National Moving Month. And I'm not sure if, I guess that means moving out of like new apartments and moving into new places. I never moved in the month of May. I think I've only moved exclusively in the month of July, actually. But I don't know. Let me know. Am I the one that's weird? I just find that May is typically, if you're going to school, you're not out of school yet. If you're in middle school and high school and all that, and if you go to college or university, you typically don't get out until the very end of April. So are you moving out at the very end of April? Because typically I've understood it that you're in the same place. Typically students don't even stay there for the entire summer. Or they'll leave and come back for summer school. So, well, it's a little bit of a shocker that National Moving Month would be May and not June or July, based on my experience. May, of course, is also Older Americans Month. I can't even make this stuff up. I mean, what is older? Is 35 and above older? Because for someone that's 60, you know, they consider 35 or 40 to be very young, of course. Someone who's 16, and we've all been there before, and if you're above the age of, you know, 20 or 25, you've probably experienced it where you'll have a 15 or 16-year-old think that you're old because you're, you know, in your early 20s or mid-20s, whatever it may be. But you're not, right? But then, of course, as those 16-year-olds, I was there as well, right? As you move, as you get older in life, you go on from 15, then you hit 20 or you hit 25 or whatever number. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, this really isn't old. So all this is just to wonder, what is Older Americans Month? That would have been a good one to click on and get a little more information. But maybe I'll do an entire episode later on Older Americans Month. May is National Water Safety Month, as well as National Osteoporosis Month. One of the things that I find a little confusing about these months, like National Moving Month, Older Americans Month, National Osteoporosis Month, is, I guess, what is the point? Let's say, like, having these months. What do you do with it? Let's say, I mean, do you have events scheduled around those months, like conferences? Do you have, and I guess this all happens on a very individual level, right? Maybe someone who suffers from osteoporosis knows National Osteoporosis Month, and so they schedule conferences or schedule, you know, they try to raise money for awareness for their cause or whatever. I mean, I'm asking, I'm not even saying it to try to be funny. I'm saying it because I'm genuinely curious. I mean, for National Moving Month, do moving companies just give great discounts? Do they run ad campaigns because it's National Moving Month? Maybe it's only me that finds this stuff interesting to ask and wonder about, but just being honest. May 7th through May 13th is National Nursing Week. That's another one. I mean, what does that mean? What do you do with that? The third Monday in the month of May is Discovery Day in the Cayman Islands. I'm not sure if that's supposed to refer to... I don't know. I don't know what Discovery Day could be. And we have a few days that... occur on May 4th. May 4th is Anti-Bullying Day, which is a big deal. That's according to the United Nations, so I wonder if like in the USA and Canada, UK, Australia, I wonder if other countries adhere, let's say, to Anti-Bullying Day. I wonder if there are efforts. The UN works with these countries to reduce bullying. So that's very important. May 4th is also Bird Day in the USA. It's Kasinga Day in Namibia. I have absolutely no idea what that could be. It's Greenery Day in Japan. And it is International Firefighters Day. Lots of good info there. In 1872, Victoria Woodhull is the first woman nominated for president of the U.S. 1872. J. Edgar Hoover becomes director of the FBI in 1924. I enjoyed watching the movie on J. Edgar Hoover, his portrayal by Leonardo DiCaprio. Not sure why I said it so strangely. 1940, Winston Churchill is appointed Prime Minister of the UK. And now for some reason I've lost my notes here. Strange. Okay, there we go. May is National Stroke Awareness Month. It's also Hepatitis Awareness Month. In 1945, of course, in the month of May, you have VE Day. German forces agreed to an unconditional surrender. I'm just going back. It's also National Care Month. Can't remember. Did I mention that Sigmund Freud was born in 1865 on the same day as George Clooney? Some reason as I was collecting these, I accidentally ended up repeating some of them. Not sure why. Typically I don't do that. Anywho, I'll keep it moving along. We have a few more here at the bottom, so finish off strong. Fred Astaire is born on May 10th, 1899. Isn't that wild? 1899. It's just a time that, I mean, I can't even conceive of it. 1949, Israel joins the United Nations. Welcome. 1997, IBM's Deep Blue supercomputer defeats Garry Kasparov in chess, becoming the first computer to beat a world champion chess player. Wasn't there a movie on... It's with Tobey Maguire, but I don't think he plays... He doesn't play Kasparov. He plays an American chess player. Which is just, it's like on the tip of my tongue, but I can't quite remember the name of the film or the name of the person Maguire is supposed to be. But he's portraying a... like a chess grandmaster, whatever you call them. And... I enjoy the movie, but I don't think I finished it. May 11th, 1904, Salvador Dali is born. Quarterback for the Carolina Panthers, Cam Newton, is born on the same day, but in the year 1989. So, all this is very, very useful information. So here we have the last small section in this episode. And it's days on May 5th. So I thought it'd be a fun way to end the useless May facts. So here we go. May 5th. May 5th is Children's Day in Japan and Korea. It's, of course, our favorite holiday that means nothing to us, but we like to get drunk on it anyway. Cinco de Mayo. Yeehaw. It's Constitution Day in Kyrgyzstan. May 5th is also Coronation Day in Thailand. Europe Day in Europe. Uncommon usage, largely replaced by May 9th, I have here in my notes. Anyone know why? Anyone know why Europe Day would be moved from the 5th to the 9th? Genuinely interested in finding that out. May 5th is the Feast of Al-Qadr, or St. George, in Palestine. Indian Arrival Day, Guyana. International Midwives Day. That's an interesting one. Liberation Day in Denmark. But May 5th is also Liberation Day in the Netherlands. It's Lusophone Culture Day. And I have here, it pertains to the community of Portuguese language countries. So I guess just Brazil and Portugal. Is there another Portuguese speaking country or community? We have Martyrs Day in Albania. Albania. Patriots Victory Day in Ethiopia. Senior Citizens Day in Palau. And the final holiday for May 5th, Tango no Saku in Japan. Tango no Saku. I said that with a lot of confidence. I obviously have absolutely no clue if I said it well or not. If I have any Japanese listeners, let me know. I'd love to know if I said that right or wrong, if I totally mess it up. So anyway, those were our useless May facts. Hopefully you're dozing off by this point because of how amazing that episode was and all those amazing facts were. If you have any comments, suggestions, maybe you want a useless facts series about a specific topic, I'd be happy to hear you out. You can always get in touch with me through emailing hello@sleepandrelaxasmr.com. If you love the show, please consider donating either a one-time donation or supporting the show through Patreon. All that information is found in the show notes. So, thanks as always for listening, and take care.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Sleep and Relax ASMR. Remember to visit yourcbdresource.com to get 10% off your first order.